In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. As different as they are, there is one thing that all of the saints have in common. Men and women from every possible walk of life, every race, every culture, every time. We have an arrogance about our own time, and we think that those of other times and other cultures are inferior to us because their technology and their way of life is different from ours. But the saints come from every culture, every time, cultures that we would disdain as 21st century Americans. They have only one thing in common. Every conceivable kind of person. There is no one ever born that is not born to be a saint. And so every kind of person, every type of person you can imagine has become a saint. The only thing they have in common, amongst all of the conceivable differences that there can be between different peoples and different individuals, is that all of them are holy. Holy with the holiness of God. There is nothing human that is evil. There is nothing human that can't become a way of revealing God in human holiness. God is holy, and He created us in His image and likeness. He created us to be holy. No human being who does not walk the path of holiness will ever find peace or happiness or fulfillment, because we are created to be holy. Whatever else we are created to be holy. On Pentecost, we celebrated the ultimate accomplishment of Christ's mission in the world to destroy death and send the Holy Spirit upon our humanity, so that we could be holy, even as He is holy, and one with the Father and the Holy Spirit, even as Christ Himself is holy, and one with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And the week after, the week of Pentecost, we celebrated the descent of the Holy Spirit, when the holiness of God descended upon the apostles and the disciples of Christ and the Theotokos, and they gained that which they had not had. As Father Stephen Kostoff has said, we can be pleasant and decent and nice, and we can even be good and still not holy. People are so confused about our calling as human beings to be at one with God that they can't imagine how the Theotokos, was she without sin? Because you say that she was good, righteous. We confuse goodness and decency in human terms with holiness. What we lost was our holiness. There were good and decent people before the descent of the Holy Spirit. There were even righteous people before the Holy Spirit descended on Pentecost. But holiness had been lost to us. After the week of Pentecost, on the Sunday following, we celebrated All Saints Day. We celebrated all of the saints from the beginning. And we even thought about the fact that those that had come before, the righteous ones of the Old Testament, somehow through Christ and His changing things outside of time and space, they gained the holiness in Christ that had eluded them in their own lives. It's as though they had prepared through their own lives to receive this blessing of God, the descent of the Holy Spirit. And through Christ, they were brought into that oneness of Christ and the holiness of God. And then the following Sunday, we celebrated all of the saints of America just last week. From the time of Pentecost, we count by saints. First, all of the saints on that Sunday after Pentecost. Then all of the saints of America. And today, The particular saint that we are remembering is Saint Anthony of the Caves in Kiev. And every Sunday, and every day in fact, there is a celebrated saint every day of the year. We count the year by saints, one after another. Father Stephen Kostov, a good friend of mine, he was a friend at seminary. If you go to the OCA webpage, you'll see that he has got some writings published there. He has said that the reason we remember the saints every Sunday, every day of the year, is to celebrate the presence of holiness in the world by each one of these men and women who is the incarnate flesh and blood presence of holiness. All of us are called to be holy. To be Christian is to be a person holy, set aside, sanctified. Every one of us who is a baptized and chrismated Christian is a saint. But we are called to become what we are. We don't achieve our sainthood. It's given to us. And if we can eliminate all of those blocks and barriers that have to do with our selfishness, our self-love, our self-righteousness, our desire to be perfect without God, our desire to make something of ourselves, our desire to substitute ourselves for Christ, and accomplish what only God can accomplish, all of those blocks and barriers, all of that self-love, all of that vanity, all of that pride, those things have to go one by one as we struggle in our spiritual life against our vices in order to participate and share in the virtue of Christ. Saint Anthony was born in the year 983. He lived most of his life during the 11th century. He always wanted to be a monk when he was a boy. I remember when we were at seminary, our eldest son, Jacob, was about to, went to all of the liturgies. He wanted to wear a cassock, and he learned all the motions of the priest. There are children who do that in church. At home, you'll find them doing the things that the priest does. Saint Anthony, when he was a boy, had a cassock made for him, was given a blessing to wear it, so that it was clear to everyone that he desired to be a monk from his childhood. And when he got old enough, when he attained maturity, he began to wander gradually toward Mount Athos. And he arrived there. He was tonsured a monk. And his spiritual struggles toward virtue and against vice, his prayer, his participation in the life of the Holy Mountain, pleased God because his love of Christ was stronger than anything else. And he gave great joy to the other monks of the Holy Mountain when they saw the holiness that was beginning to shine through Saint Anthony. And finally, the abbot of the monastery told Anthony, "You must go and teach others the way of holiness. You must return to your own land and teach the path of holiness there." And so Anthony went back to where he was born. Anthony was born in what is now today the northern part of the Ukraine. At that time, it was a part of the world called Rus. Kiev was the capital. Too complicated to talk about the difference between Rus and Russia, centered on Moscow. But this was outside of Kiev, in what is now the northern part of the Ukraine. Saint Anthony returned there and he made a tour of all of the monasteries. And nowhere did he find the same way of life in any of the monasteries that he had known on Mount Athos that had drawn him there. And so he searched for a place to begin a monastery. And he found a wooded place on a hill near a river where an earlier priest, Father Hilarion, had dug a cave into the earth and lived there seeking to dominate his vices through Christ and attain holiness. And Anthony loved the place, and he prayed to God that this place might receive the spirit of the way of life of Mount Athos, and that he himself would have the strength to remain there. That's what it takes, the strength to remain and continue to struggle in spiritual effort. And he began a time of great spiritual effort in prayer and fasting and vigils, and others were soon drawn to seek his counsel and his blessing. Because when someone is moving toward holiness, other people who desire holiness, only them, will see and will come. And so people came to him. And eventually there were 12 monastics there in that place. And they dug a large cave, a very large cave, and built a church there with cells for the monks. And all of them followed the way of life of Saint Anthony, who is in fact the founder of true monasticism in Rus and ultimately in Russia. And finally, they called for great architects from Constantinople to come and to build a great church, which remains there today, having extended to become the first spiritual center in Russia, including its origins in the Ukraine. It's always only by someone, some man, some woman, making the spiritual effort to live the life that we are given to live, that we evangelize as Orthodox those around us. There is no other way. There is no point in convincing others to agree with us on points of doctrine if we are not living the life of holiness, if we are not struggling to put down domination by our vices. That is the only form of evangelism that has ever made a difference in the world. That is the only reason that the church has never disappeared. It's because of all of those saints that we celebrate day after day, Sunday after Sunday, throughout the year, counting the year off by the saints. They are the presence of Christ in the world by themselves, as we are all called to be. We are given sainthood, being set apart. That's what sainthood means. We have a worldly misunderstanding of the meaning of sainthood. As soon as we say the word, he's a saint. Almost saying the word pushes us back into our secular, world-loving place where we can separate ourselves from the saints who are out there, no threat to me. But all of us, we can't get away from it. We were baptized. We were chrismated. We were sanctified. We were made holy. Now, if we defile that holiness, we all do. But the spiritual struggle the rest of our lives is to become what we have all been made in Christ. The path of holiness is one that we will try to find any way to avoid. Make idols and worship them. Make idols that are good and beautiful. Make idols out of the saints even. Keep them at a distance. Be impressed with them. Love them. But not count ourselves amongst those that are called to walk the same path in our own life, in terms of our own individual and particular life, to become not greater and greater individuals, separate from other individuals, but instead to abandon our effort to become more and more individualistic, and to make the effort to humbly and with love accept the fact that God has created us as persons amongst other persons. God is Father, Son, Holy Spirit, three persons, one God. We are legion, and each one of us is a person meant to be at one with all of the other persons through Christ, so that we can be one with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit as they are one with one another, and be one with one another as human beings, and love other human beings as those that we see and recognize as persons like ourselves, one in our holy and sanctified humanity, instead of disdaining others for not being like me. We look out and we see others that are different, and we fear them. We despise them. Some of them disgust us. How can I love this person? How can I love that person? You can't. You have to abandon your separate individualism and recognize that we are one in the first place. Now others, they may be suffering from something that we are not suffering from. They may be suffering from some kind of spiritual disability that disgusts us. We can't stand the spiritual smell of others, but we have no problem with our own. And our own sins are visible and smellable by the people around us. So when we have this sense of that person is other than me, I am free to hate and dislike that person. I am free to even possibly do violence to that person. They deserved violence to have done to them. We have separated ourselves from the human race when we have that kind of reaction. We are one in a way that we disdain and discard when we turn to that pride in our separateness and our individuality that makes strangers and potential enemies of anyone that we meet. That is the ground zero for our spiritual struggle, our spiritual effort. And it does take an effort to eliminate hatred and disdain and judgmentalism of others from ourselves. Saint Anthony and all of the saints that we consider every Sunday of the year, every day of the year, show clearly that it is possible for any normal human being of any walk of life, any race, any culture, any time, if they love God, if they love Christ more than themselves, and their love increases, for us to gradually share in the holiness that Christ sent down upon the apostles and all of the saints and upon us, so long as we don't shield ourselves from that holiness, wanting to remain separate, myself, self-loving. That's the choice. It's a choice that every one of us faces every time we have an encounter with another human being. Our brother, our sister, our husband, our wife, they are our salvation because they are not me. They are one of us. And so as we pass through the year, let each strike of the bell that we hear, made by every saint that counts down the time of the year, remind us that we are called to the same holiness that we see in all of the saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.